BBC News. The Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has described the scale of coronavirus as staggering and warned that what's happening in the state will also happen in the rest of the country. New York has become the center of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States, with some 60,000 reported cases and more than 1,200 deaths. The mayor of the District of Columbia, which covers the area of the U.S. national capital, Washington, has revised earlier instructions and issued a stay-at-home order for residents. The latest circular stipulates that people who live in the area must stay indoors unless they have essential business. There's been a sharp fall in new coronavirus cases in Italy, the country worst affected. 1,648 new patients were diagnosed in the latest daily tally, less than half of Sunday's figure and the lowest number in 2 weeks. Another positive sign is that the number of people deemed clear of the infection has risen. France has registered its worst daily figure of coronavirus-related deaths to date, 418. More than 3,000 people have now died. The Hungarian parliament has given the government vast open-ended powers to rule by decree with no control by MPs. The hardline nationalist administration says the measures are needed to combat the COVID-19 outbreak and to enforce a state of emergency. President Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have spoken by phone about efforts to combat the virus. A communique says they agreed to work closely together through the G20 to defeat coronavirus and reinvigorate the global economy. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced stricter measures to combat coronavirus after particular groups had, in his words, deliberately breached and even shown contempt for the restrictions. BBC News.